What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As well,
hip rock, but some unconventional, not people who in the music world or in the celebrity world would not be considered conservatives are here, are part of the pageantry. That is also a good sign that we're not starting off this second Trump term in a very polarized, I mean, the country is polarized, but there is an effort to kind of bring everyone together.
It's continuing to listen here to Chris Macchio as you listen to the presidential inauguration on Fox News Radio and the Fox News app. Well, I don't know if there were butterflies, but that was a magnificent performance. He gives a little fist pump there as the crowd applauds. I see a big smile and a big standing ovation from the First Lady. He shakes hands with Kristi Noem, who is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary designate, as he leaves the stage. And we move closer now to the introductions of the principals here, the president, the president-elect, the vice president.
The clerk of the House of Representatives, the Honorable Kevin F. McCumber, Mr. John Bessler, Mrs. Kelly Johnson, Mrs. Iris Weinshaw Schumer, and Mrs. Jennifer Scalise.
So the spouses of congressional leaders now making their way in. The congressional leaders themselves will walk in with kind of an official party here, but another example of kind of how hard it is to get on this stage, right? Not a ton of space inside the U.S. Capitol rotunda where this event is happening. And now the second lady, Usha Vance, being let in, as well as the first lady, Melania Trump, being escorted in. She is wearing a flat-brimmed hat, a black hat, very sleek jacket and scarf. Big smile on her face as she takes her seat, escorted by military officers. So we are getting close to the introduction of President-elect President Trump in just about 23 minutes from right now, when the clock strikes noon here in Washington and he becomes the 47th president of the United States. Again, this event looks and sounds a little different than inaugurals over the last few decades. It was moved indoors to the U.S. Capitol Rotunda, given the frigid cold wind chills here in Washington, D.C. We were expecting a little bit more snow than actually fell last night as well. But that,
ladies and gentlemen, escorting the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States, ranking member of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Deb Fischer, House Democratic Leader, the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries, and Senate Majority Secretary, the Honorable Robert Duncan.
So Hakeem Jeffries, who will basically take on the role of one of the top Trump critics, at least the first 2 years of this administration, walking in.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, the Honorable Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Kamala Davy Harris.
And now the President and Vice President walking in for the last time with those introductions. And again, another just symbolic viewing of the transfer, the peaceful transfer of power, not just from one administration to the next, but in the case of the Vice President, she lost this election to the president-elect, and she just walked in with President Biden, who has a big smile on his face. He looks up at the rotunda. He is wearing a royal blue tie, a navy blue suit. Looks very stoic. Certainly the last time he probably was introduced with the with Hail to the Chief being played for him.
Ladies and gentlemen, escorting the Vice President-elect, the Executive Director for the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Mr. Michael Wagner, Senate Deputy Sergeant-at-Arms and Doorkeeper, Jason Bell, and House Deputy Sergeant-at-Arms, Mr. Sean Keating.
Now you see J.D. Vance, the Vice President-elect, about to enter here. Again, they don't come through a door as they would during an outdoor inauguration, but a curtain opens up here as the music plays to introduce J.D. Vance, the Vice President-elect, former senator from Ohio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Vice President-elect of the United States, the Honorable J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance walks in, a big smile on his face, navy blue suit, red tie, shakes a few hands, shakes the hand of President Biden and takes his seat. He will be sworn in just a few minutes as well to officially become Vice President of the United States. Music plays. And we should note as well that as President-elect Trump is about to be introduced, he will be let out by Amy Klobuchar, who was the chair of the Joint Commission on Inaugural Ceremonies. So a Democrat and will lead him, just as Republican Deb Fischer let out President Biden. So again, these are events that are well choreographed, irrespective of party. People play their roles, and it leads for a very nonpartisan event, at least here for the next hour or so, before it'll be politics as usual in Washington.
I was going to say this may be the most bipartisan moment we'll see in quite some time, but it is important to see the pageantry of Republicans and Democrats sitting together, talking with each other in this handover of power.
Ladies and gentlemen, escorting the President-elect, the Staff Director for the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, Elizabeth Farah, House Sergeant-at-Arms, the Honorable William P. McFarland, Senate Sergeant-at-Arms and Doorkeeper, the Honorable Jennifer A. Hemingway, Senate Majority Leader, the Honorable John Thune, and the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, House Democratic Leader, the Honorable Hakeem Jeffries, House Majority Leader, the Honorable Steve Scalise, Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Honorable Mike Johnson, Senate Democratic Leader, the Honorable Charles E. Schumer, Ranking Member of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Deb Fischer, and Chairwoman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Amy Klobuchar. Ladies and gentlemen, the President-elect of the United States, the Honorable Donald John Trump.
And here comes the 47th President of the United States, President-elect Donald Trump. He walks out into the Capitol Rotunda. A kiss to his wife, Melania Trump. shaking the hand, patting the back of President Biden, the two sharing, exchanging a few words there, a smile between the two of them, as the president-elect now takes his seat in this ceremony. Will get underway. He will become president of the United States in just 17 minutes at noon Eastern time. He will be sworn in by the Chief Justice. He will use two Bibles, the Lincoln Bible, which he used for his swearing in 8 years ago, as well as a family Bible that was given to him as a young boy by his mother. And now you hear the applause from inside the U.S. Capitol Rotunda as President-elect Donald Trump stands next to his vice president, the vice president-elect, J.D. Vance. You can see the president-elect mouthing thank you, smiling, taking in this moment. Some chants of USA being heard. A couple of fist pumps there by the president-elect as well. Melania Trump standing right behind him with a big smile on her face.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated.
And now this ceremony will get underway. It's a pretty quick ceremony, all things considered. I see Melania Trump, as she takes her seat, is holding those two Bibles that President-elect Trump will use to be sworn in. There is an overflow room as well, we are told, in Emancipation Hall, which is kind of just a floor below where this ceremony is taking place. It's the main entryway to the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center. Can certainly hold several hundred people there as well, as this ceremony was moved indoors.
Please welcome the chairwoman of the Joint Congressional Committee on Inaugural Ceremonies, the Honorable Amy Klobuchar.
Amy Klobuchar, a Democratic senator from Minnesota who has planned this event over the last many months.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 60th presidential inauguration. Today, President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance will take their oaths of office, and we will witness the peaceful transfer of power at the heart of our democracy. For the past year, I've chaired the inaugural ceremony committee, which includes the leadership of Congress from both parties. We thank the committee and Capitol staff and law enforcement who worked so hard over the last year, and especially the last 3 days. You've done a beautiful job, and you have shown grace under pressure. Our theme this year is our enduring democracy. The presence of so many presidents and vice presidents here today is truly a testament to that endurance. We welcome President Biden and Dr. Biden. We welcome Vice President Harris and Doug Emhoff, President Obama, President Clinton and Secretary Clinton, President Bush and Laura Bush, Vice President Pence, Vice President Quayle and Marilyn Quayle. The justices of the United States Supreme Court are with us, all nine of them I counted, and of course, the Trump and Vance families. This ceremony marks what will soon be 250 years of our democracy. It is the moment when leaders elevated by the will of the people promise to be faithful to our Constitution, to cherish and defend it. It is the moment when they become, as we all should be, the guardians of our country. Through war and peace, through adversity and prosperity, we hold this inauguration every 4 years, and today it falls on Martin Luther King Day, a further reminder that we must strive to uphold the values enshrined in our Constitution, the freedoms, the liberties, and, as is inscribed on the entrance of the United States Supreme Court, equal justice under law. But what makes this moment more than a passing ceremony is all who are watching it across the country, the people of this nation, the ordinary people doing extraordinary things. President Kennedy, who at one point worked as a senator in this building and would often walk through this very rotunda, once said, "In a democracy, every citizen, regardless of interest in politics, holds office. Every one of us is in a position of responsibility. With that responsibility of citizenship comes an obligation not to seek out malice, as President Lincoln once reminded us, but to view others with a generosity of spirit despite our differences. With that responsibility of leadership comes an obligation to stand our ground when we must and find common ground when we can. With everything swirling around us, the hot mess of division, it is on all of us," to quote an incredible songwriter who just happened to be born in my state, "to ensure that our nation's democracy is our shelter from the storm." There's a reason this ceremony takes place at the Capitol. In other countries, it might be in a presidential palace or a gilded executive office building. Here, it is traditionally held at the Capitol, the People's House. It is a fitting reminder of the system of checks and balances that is the very foundation of our government, three equal branches of government. That is how, for nearly 250 years, our great American experiment, grounded in the rule of law, has endured. So, as we inaugurate a new president and vice president, let us remember that the power of those in this room comes from the people, the construction workers who build our country, the teachers and healthcare workers who nurture us, the troops defending our freedoms, and yes, the firefighters in Los Angeles putting themselves on the line for us. Our democracy's strength and grit must match theirs. May God bless our nation. Thank you.
That is Amy Klobuchar, the Democratic senator from Minnesota, who probably could have handled being up.
And a nation. Our founders wrote the Constitution so that America could withstand all the twists and turns of time. They wrote it to guide us and to preserve forever our right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But as much as the truths and principles enshrined in our Constitution remain the same, our democracy promises the American people the power to change, to chart their own destiny. That's the beauty. That is the importance of democracy. It allows the endurance, the permanence, of a nation through change. It allows nations like our United States both to avoid the obstacles and to seize the opportunities God has placed before us, all while staying true to our founding principles. Today is our country's 60th inauguration ceremony. Like all the others before it, it is a celebration of our right to set our uniquely American course. The past several years have been trying at times for many, many Americans, and also for the nations of the free world that we humbly strive to lead. In November, Americans chose again to steer this nation towards greatness, the secure, safe, and prosperous future that our founders envisioned for all of us. And today, we celebrate not only their decision to do so, but also the simple right and wisdom of a free people to make their own choice so that their nation might endure. And now, allow me to welcome Archbishop Timothy Dolan and Reverend Franklin Graham, who will deliver our invocation. Please rise.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Be still and know that I am God, supreme among the nations, supreme on the earth. Let us pray. Remembering General George Washington on his knees at Valley Forge, recalling Abraham Lincoln at his second inaugural, with malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right. Remembering General George Patton's instructions to his soldiers as they began the Battle of the Bulge 8 decades ago, pray, pray when fighting, pray alone, pray with others, pray by night, pray by day. Observing the birthday of the Reverend Martin Luther King, who warned, without God, our efforts turn to ashes. We, blessed citizens of this one nation under God, humbled by our claim that in God we trust, gather indeed this inauguration day to pray for our President Donald J. Trump, his family, his advisors, his cabinet, his aspirations, his vice president, for the Lord's blessings upon Joseph Biden, for our men and women in uniform, for each other whose hopes are stoked this new year, this inauguration day. We cannot err in relying upon that prayer from the Bible, upon which our president will soon place his hand in oath, as we make our own the supplications of King Solomon for wisdom as he began his governance. God of our fathers, in your wisdom, you set man to govern your creatures, to govern in holiness and justice, to render justice with integrity. Give our leader wisdom, for he is your servant, aware of his own weakness and brevity of life. If wisdom which comes not from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Send wisdom from heavens that she may be with him, that he may know your designs. Please, God, bless America. Please, mend her every flaw. You are the God in whom we trust, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
Mr. President, the last 4 years, there are times I'm sure you thought it was pretty dark. But look what God has done. We praise him and give him glory. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, thou hast said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. As the prophet Daniel prayed, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings. He raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. Our Father, today, as President Donald J. Trump takes the oath of office once again, we come to say thank you, O Lord our God. Father, when Donald Trump's enemies thought he was down and out, you and you alone saved his life and raised him up with strength and power by your mighty hand. We pray for President Trump that you'll watch over, protect, guide, direct him. Give him your wisdom from your throne on high. We ask that you would bless him and that our nation would be blessed through him. We also ask that you would bless and protect Melania as First Lady. We thank you for the beauty, the warmth, and grace that she shows not only to this nation, but to the whole world. We thank you for Vice President-elect J.D. Vance and his wife Usha and their young family. May he be a strength to President Trump, to stand beside him, to hold up his arms like Aaron held up the arms of Moses in the midst of battle. The prophet Samuel reminded the people, it was you that brought them up from the land of Egypt. And he said, now stand still that I may reason with you before the Lord. So Father, we take this moment to stand still, to remember the great things that you have done for this nation. Thank you for the protection, the bounty, the freedoms that we so enjoy. We remember to keep our eyes fixed on you. And may our hearts be inclined to your voice. We know that America can never be great again if we turn our backs on you. We ask for your help, and we pray all of this in the name of the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, your Son, my Savior, and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Associate Justice Kavanaugh to administer the Vice Presidential Oath of Office.
And so now the swearing-ins begin. Not a huge surprise that Justice Kavanaugh will swear in J.D. Vance here. His wife, Usha Vance, clerked for Kavanaugh when he was a judge on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals here in Washington. Now, the vice president elect.
His kids are right.
Yeah, they're with them. They're kind of getting everybody in place here. It's hard. Listen, Usha Vance is going to hold one of their young children and the Bibles. And
hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.